Thank you, SoCal, and thank you, Squarehead, for playing live on WFMU today. How exciting. Yeah. I have representatives from both parties here. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Roy, well, I've just introduced you. I was going to say, do you want to go first? But I've just introduced you by so he's Roy, and I am...
Brian.
Yeah, I'm Brian from SoCal, and...
I am Roy from Squarehead.
There we go.
Very well. And we're representing two cities in Ireland today. We're representing Galway and Dublin. Now, are there any regional differences or is there regional pride in Ireland?
Yeah, definitely.
You've got some regional pride.
Well, you know, not particularly, but there is, you know.
No,
it exists.
Are there stereotypes, regional stereotypes?
For sure. Yes. Anyone from Galway is basically a hippie.
Yeah, no, Galway is a place where people, they say it's a place where you go for the weekend and then you become a burden on the state. No, that's not it. You go for a weekend and then you, like, just 10 years later, you've realized that you've been living there for 10 years. Not everyone, that's not the case with everyone. Some people are born there and some people are, like, very highly productive as well. Productive members of society. But
so it's not just a burnt out hippie town.
No, there's one...
But it kind of is.
There's one street that tends to kind of... There's one pub. Actually, there's one corner of a pub that you know, they flock to.
Do you think it's kind of like a black hole in that corner of the bar?
That it kind of absorbs.
Yeah.
So people are just drawn to it against their will. Like, somebody will be in Wexford in a house, and then before they know it, they're you know, on a motorway, not knowing why. And suddenly they're just there with a group of strangers who all look similar to them.
How about Dublin?
Dublin is the far east of the island of Ireland, and it's a cool, happening town full of nice, groovy people.
It is. Well, there's maybe...
Is Dublin like the mean city and Galway is just like the hippie village?
Oh, like just the capital... Well, like, it might be the capital city, like maybe the resentment of the people who don't live in the capital city of people... the capital city of people who do, because it's the capital city. The way that most people in France hate Paris... Or
the boat really small though. I mean, you can walk across either in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a bit of a waste of time, kind of getting mad,
getting particular about them.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your new split LP that's coming out soon.
Out of Season, it's called, and we're very excited about it. It's the first time we've ever done anything together, really, isn't it?
Hmm. We
a few compilations we might have been on together.
Yeah. But no, this is yes. It's one side us, and the other side them. And it's 5 songs each. And
it's kind
of like today.
Hmm?
Yeah, we did 6 on 6 today. We wound up your split
bonus,
already.
Bonus tracks.
Bonus tracks.
Hidden tracks.
You guys came to the U.S. to play some shows for CMJ, mm-hmm. and you end up here about once a year. When are you coming back? Are you going to be on a tour, a festival circuit? When can people see you?
There's no plan yet, but we'll have our own album out probably like early next year.
This is SoCo.
Sorry, this is Brian from SoCo. Did you ever see University Challenge? It's a kind of institution in Britain. It's on BBC Two, and it's basically a quiz for, you know, academics or, you know, students, university students. And when they press the buzzer, it just says like Philippopoulos, Cambridge. Like this dominant voice, this voice that you can't see, just announces the name of the student and the name of the college. So I think what we should do is, if I'm going to answer, I'll just say, Kelly, SoCo.
Okay, yeah.
And you go with Duffy Squarehead. So, Kelly, SoCo. What was the question? I actually...
When are we coming back?
Oh,
when
yeah, that was it.
Back?
Sorry, it's been a long couple of days.
But we want to come back as soon as possible. And the record's coming out in November. So I think it'd be a good idea to come back over as soon as possible and, mm-hmm. you know, do a longer stint. I'd say January or February would be a reality.
Yeah, we'd have...
We love the place.
Yeah, no, by the
Can't
way...
Can't keep us out.
By the way, just in case you think we're kind of, you know, kind of that European thing. We love the US. It's fantastic. And not enough people say that.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. We're not just saying that because you're based in the U.S. and most of your listeners are from the U.S. We're not toadying.
Now, are you guys going to teach us something in Irish? I know you're not the professionals of the native language of your land, but you know, some of the other guys were kind of bandying back and forth a little bit earlier, and I think the WFMU listeners would love to learn a little, useful phrase.
Ian from Squarehead is actually a primary school teacher, like elementary, so he, you know, is the one to ask. But I can tell you a few words. I know that Colcamillish is the Irish for cake.
Mm-hmm. Fwinyog. Fwinyog.
Window.
Doris.
Door.
Doris.
Door.
What else? Computer. Like, there's a lot of Irish words that are pretty much the English word, but a kind of one syllable gets an extra kind of Irish heft.
There's no V in the Irish language.
There's no Z.
So they just got lazy, like, towards the end.
Yeah,
like,
okay, 16 letters, isn't it? Yeah. Something.
But what else? How do you say hello?
Hello. By the way, this is after 16 years of being taught the language.
Yeah, it's bed into us as children and teenagers for, 16 years, and we can't even remember how to say hello.
It's taught through English, or at least it was in my...
I've got a sentence.
Go on.
Will Kiadagum Gidi on Leharis, Moshe the Hulle, which means, may I go to the bathroom, please, teacher?
That's an important one.
Yeah. It's always important to have to ask to go to the bathroom.
Tomeg dolgaji on shoppa. I am going to the shop.
Fantastic. Mm. Beautiful.
That was nice.
Mystic.
Yeah, it was that. Yeah, the Celtic. That Celtic. You just imagine a fog sweeping into the room, and a robin looking cautiously to the sky before setting off.
And a burly Irish ginger man with a potato in one hand and a pig under the other.
Mm-hmm. Very important that that each town is represented by a... It's a civil service position.
So do you guys have any recommendations for other Irish or non-Irish bands that we should
actually
keep our
ears? Host of good stuff coming out of Ireland at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like... myself, I play in a couple of other bands, just, you know, friends bands and stuff.
Yeah, shout them out.
One in particular is called Ginnels, who are fantastic. It's music written by kind of one friend of ours called Mark Chester, and he, you know, we just help him out with the live show, but it's fantastic stuff. And then Ian from Squarehead also plays in Tyrannosaur, and then Ruin, our drummer, is kind of the biggest musical, how should I put this, prostitute in the city. He plays in 7 bands altogether, I think.
Oh, we call them band whores here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, same thing.
Band slut. So he's got Groom, who are amazing. He's got Walpurgis Family. He's also in Tyrannosaur with Ian.
The Lions?
The Lions. Mm-hmm. He's in Ginnels with me. He's in Squarehead with me. He's in... Who else do we have? Too many to remember.
Too many to mention.
He gets around.
He does.
I would say also from...
I think he's running from something, personally.
based in Galway, there's a band in Galway who are my favourite band in Ireland. They're called Rural... Rural Savage, who are wonderful.
Can you think of anything else that we should talk about? Like maybe websites or other online activities?
We don't have the internet yet in Ireland. Yeah, we've got the whole bag. The Twitters, the Facebooks. The blogs.
When's the last time you logged into the MySpace? And I mean that as in the MySpace account and not the MySpace.
And not too long ago. I think I was just doing it to look at somebody's photos. Mm-hmm. Old photos, you know.
At least the internet has kind of cleaned itself up and it's no longer a venue for pettiness or mean-spiritedness.
Is the internet a teenager yet?
I'd say if the internet was a person, it would be... Oh, yeah, because it... Yeah, well, it's... Hang on, the internet's been around, or the World Wide Web.
93?
Yeah, where kind of people started using it.
So it's in its 20s.
Yeah, it's in the second year of college.
It's drinking too much.
It's studying chemical engineering in Cork. I've made the internet Irish as well for some reason. Well, it makes sense. I don't know what the equivalent of studying chemical engineering in Cork. I'd say maybe studying... like economics at Rutgers. Local reference. See?
Well done.
I know how to play the New Jersey crowd.
Research. Absolutely. Yes. New Jersey is silently applauding you right now.
So I appreciate
for that Rutgers reference.
Thank you, New Jersey.
We love you, Brian.
Do you have a crazy tour story from this
This adventure?
This particular adventure.
Can we share last night's debauchery?
Oh, well, last night was revolved around a karaoke bar, which was fun. Can we mention the person we met in the karaoke bar?
I'm not sure.
No, I think we leave that be. We met a, I would say, in this country, in the US, but probably worldwide, upper B-list.
He's going to make the transition pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Not a household name, but you would recognize him.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
He was in the karaoke bar. Okay, well, next time we're here, we can reveal who that was. Yeah. It wasn't like he wasn't falling around the place and vomiting or anything like that. He was just having a time with his friends.
Having a time.
But obviously, that's a big thing to see him. No, I fell and I bruised my knees.
None of us lost anything, which is amazing.
Yeah, none of us lost our passports or money, which is a miracle. An absolute miracle that we got away with it.
Well, thanks again, you guys, for playing. And
thank you for having us.
Thank you to Scott Williams and to Chuck Dean
Absolutely.
For engineering.
Absolutely.
They did a bang-up job, and I wish you guys well. And I hope you guys return to the U.S. very soon so that the people will get more of a chance to take in the Irish pop goodness.
I just want to say that I love WFMU. There you go. It's nice to say that on WFMU. I say it enough when, you know, in my life, so I just want to put it on the record on WFMU that I absolutely love the station.
The station loves you back.
I love you guys too.
Aww, okay. Love fest. Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you for having us.